Hey, Dane Bomack here, coming to you live from the Brickyard, buddy, Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and excited to have on the line an Iron Chef America winner. You've seen him all the time on Food Network, The Today Show, and more, a multi-time James Beard nominee in the 2024 Celebrity Chef for one of the most amazing events on the planet. It's the 2024 Rev Indy Celebrity Chef, the one and only Chef Bo McMillan. Bo Mac, welcome to WGN.
Dane, thank you so much for having me, brother. Miss you. I hope you're doing well.
I am. I'm doing well. You're doing even better because this event is so unique. It is one of the coolest things. It's got chefs. It's got the best that Indianapolis has. It's got Bo Mac now that raises it another level, drivers, and it all happens right there at Indianapolis Motor Speedway in the pits, at the pagoda, I mean, the whole place.
Dane, I am sitting on the finish line right now as we speak at this iconic sports venue. They're giving tours around. People are already getting revved up for this event. We're going to have over 4,000 people tomorrow night. I think 84 local chefs involved, from music to food, everything. And I can't wait. I'm fired up. It's going to be amazing.
It is going to be amazing. People, listeners are thinking to themselves, and maybe Bomack, you too, is like, well, what does WGN have to do with Indianapolis? What does Chicago have to do? A ton of people, fans, race fans, make their way down. It's going to be pushing with the infield, 400,000 people. WGN Radio was the first radio station to ever broadcast the Indy 500. I actually host the live pre-race show from the race itself, so I'm super familiar with it. It is a can't miss.
Oh, no doubt about it, bro. And that's why you guys are the best. I love hearing that. My first year was last year. Dane came out, cooked 600 bone-in ribeye steaks for over 25,000 people here that day. But I got to see the race on Sunday, and it's something that it's a bucket list lifetime thing. You know, the other cool thing about this for me is just with my relationship and the Good Ranchers guys that brought me out here, when you get to do this and experience this, but you're doing it for a bigger cause, when you're doing it for, you know, for health and nutrition and giving back and food awareness and all of these things, that's what really puts the ribbon on the cake, you know, the bow, or the icing for that matter. It's just spectacular.
Yeah, you think about this, and of course, your work in support of St. Mary's Food Bank, always in and around. Obviously, it makes sense on the food side and to have that higher purpose with IU Health built in as well. So this is one of those kind of bucket list events for people to get in. Our mutual friend Guy, I remember he texted me when he got a chance to be the pace car driver at the Indy 500. So have you, and of course, the last time I physically saw you, we were like in his yard before the NFC championship game. And so obviously a big sports guy. Were you a racing guy? Because this is the kind of event that even if you're not a big motorsports guy, you see the Indy 500 and you're hooked.
You know, something I was, and it kind of came crazy. My father and my uncle used to race superbikes, motorcycles, and owned about five shops in Montreal, Quebec. So when I was a kid, I would go watch my uncle race, and I was in the pit in the action. Obviously didn't really know how to comprehend it all and take it in then. But, you know, from sports all over the world, I mean, the Indianapolis to NASCAR, there is such a big market. It is something that's like, I'll tell you, it's just magical to witness live. And the people that it brings together, I mean, here, I'm thinking, and you might know more factual than me, but, you know, you can get 350 to 400,000 people at this race.
Yes. It is the world's largest one-day sporting event. And it is a spectacle. It is every bit of that. So hear this. You're a food guy, a chef, an artsy kind of guy. You're always inspired, right? And so you have to come up with driver-inspired dishes. So what's the thought? Like, what are people that are going to be out there at Rev with you? What are they in for?
You know, listen, I can tell you this. When you pack in 85 or 84 local culinarians at any level, from fine dining to street food, you're going to get something for everybody. And, you know, the inspiration for me with Good Ranchers, what's cool about this, at another sporting event where we met, they shipped in about, I don't know, 100 pounds of Wagyu beef burgers for me to cook.
Nice.
And I remember cooking those burgers, old school, cast iron, making it for everybody. And people coming up to me like, dude, where do you get this meat from? Like, what's going on? That was really where my connection not only was like, how good is this product? And then learning about Good Ranchers and all they do. I mean, just as an online meat subscription, Dane, they'll ship directly to your house, beef, pork, chicken, or wild caught fish at the highest level. It's all, you know, upper choice premium prime products, but they're given back through the communities when you purchase. I mean, you mentioned IU Health. I stopped by today at the Nutrition Hub. What they're doing for the local community here is amazing. Good Ranch has donated $25,000 worth of protein products for them to really get access to people in need of food and nutrition, which was spectacular. So, like, for me, it's not only being able to give back, but it's being able to be a part of that hospitality organically in a community that loves, supports racing, and we're kicking off the biggest month in racing. But it's the ability to recognize others in this community that continue to do great things, like Good Ranchers and IU Health and Gleaners. We stopped over there today too, and we were packing up boxes with a couple of race car drivers. It's just awesome, man. I'm having the time of my life.
It's awesome to see, you know, everybody kind of focuses on what happens, obviously, and appropriately, you know, the track and victory lane and all that kind of stuff. I love what that team there does, though, in the community, right? Is they utilize that facility and just what it is, this iconic sports entity, to be able to, whether it's raise awareness about things, support for the men and women in uniform, the support the food causes. They utilize it in so many ways that helps far beyond racing.
It's an incredible venue, man, and it has such a big draw, like you said, beyond just the track and the cars, and like I'm witnessing the setup process right now for tomorrow. I mean, there's a lot of hands on deck, but like tons of good thing, and you know, luckily they placed me right on the bricks on the finish line, but I'm next to Four Roses Bourbon, so I'm not complaining about that either.
Yeah, well, get this too. So it's all that stuff. You got all the great food, a lot of things from a lot of events you and I would see each other, that kind of thing, tasting, enjoying, commiserating. But when the sun goes down, that right on the Yard of Bricks, it turns into like a dance party. I don't know if they filled you in on all that.
I'm excited. I brought my dancing shoes, Dane. I'm ready to go.
Well, before we let you go, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that are going on now. Of course, I remember back, I interviewed you back when you were on Worst Cooks in America, probably like 14 years ago, right? And Chicago fans knew, who know and love Steph Izar, real close with you there as well. And people identified that a lot of people from Chicago out in Arizona, you were at Sanctuary for so long. Talk about the new space Kala, like what it is that you're doing. People that make their way out there, they got to see you in person there.
You know, thank you for that little segue in. My restaurant in Scottsdale is just really, it's just recognizable, right? It's just, we with my new group, we want to kind of blend, you know, hybrid hospitality with vibe, energy, drinks, food. It's a whole process. So I have a casual restaurant that I opened 2 years ago, doing huge numbers. It's kind of got this Tulum meets Miami meets Mediterranean vibe.
Okay.
Sparklers and DJs, and we're packing them in, you know. But Dane, I got to tell you, buddy, and I got you on my list. One of the things I'm most excited for is one of my closest friends, Dominic and Cecilia Zapano, have put together a mini culinary festival in Lake Forest. It's happening in September. It's called Revelry. We're going to have a bunch of events. One of our famous events is called Whiskey, Wu-Tang, and Wagyu, where Jeremy Roenick's going to host it this year.
What?
And Good Ranchers is supporting this. So I've got you on my list. We got to talk about that, because I want to have that Chicago market is such a big draw for me. I know how much food there is, and I love Lake Forest and the community with the art. We've included artists. It's a mini food festival called Revelry, and you got to come out and check it out, man. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, we'll definitely do that. We will do that. We will help support it a million different ways from WGN. We'll get Chris Chelios out there, him and JR. We talk to all the time, right? And, you know, a bunch of the other Blackhawks, and of course, WGN is the home of the Blackhawks as well. We'll figure it out. That's amazing. From one great cause, great event to another, not only participating, headlining them, but creating them. Bo Mac, so as we let you go, social media wise, where can people keep up with you, everything that you're doing, maybe sharing some moments from Rev?
Hey, just got to go at Chef Bo Mac on Instagram and on all my socials, really. Would love to hear from you all. We'll take a ton of social content and put it out there for everyone to see. It's going to be a great time. And Dane, literally miss you, buddy. Hope you're well.
Chef Bo McMillan, Chef Bo Mac. Thanks so much, Chef. We'll have a great time, and we'll talk to you very, very soon. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Of course, brother. I love you. Take care.